Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
God bless you. Good evening. This is Apostle Marcus Dupree. Apostle Tony Dupree. We welcome you to Blog Talk Hour. Amen. the Eagles of Flight Hour. And we thank God for this opportunity that we have to come before you tonight. And before we get ready to get started, we're going to get into a word of prayer. And then we're going to go right into our word for tonight. And once again, thank you all for tuning in with us and being part of this call tonight to make it successful because you are here. Thank you very much for that. And we pray that it's going to, pray that the word will be a blessing to you tonight and that God touch you right where you are and meet you right where you are as she causes you to overcome whatever obstacles you may be facing right now. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory, and we thank you for this opportunity, this moment that we have in your presence right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word tonight. We thank you as we rely totally on you, Lord God. Jesus, we thank you for you dying and rising for us, and we thank you for the victory that you've given to us, even in our faith, that even as we endure, as even as we approach and go through, and as we come into a new place with you, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, as you are preparing us, and you prepared us for this place that we are in right now. Thank you, Lord God, that we have your message, Lord. We thank you as we stand girded up within you, Lord God. We thank you as we speak, as we continue to go forward in Jesus' name, that we would not be distracted, we would not be moved, we would not stop, we would not quit, Lord God, but we shall endure. And we thank you for the power to endure, for helping us to endure. Thank you for us helping us to accomplish all things that's before us, Lord God. We thank you as we trust, lean in, and rely on you, Lord God. Thank you for your mighty deliverance, our mighty move, Lord God, in our lives, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we surrender all to you, and we open our hearts tonight to receive. Lord, speak to us. Lord God, have your way tonight, Lord God, that we shall go into that place with you, Lord, that we've never been to before. Thank you for a refreshed journey, Lord God, even in our walk with you, Lord God. Thank you for speaking prophetically, moving apostolically, Lord God, tonight, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you for the manifestation and for the change, Lord God, and even reaching the hearts evangelistically, Lord God, and even pastorally, Lord God. Let us have the heartbeat of our pastors reach out and nourish those who are here before this line. And even as the teacher anointed, Lord God, even as the teacher, Lord God, thank you for helping make it sound, the word comfortable sound, and even first vibrations, Lord God, even the way to touch the hearts, Lord God, even with bring things making them relatable and reliable on your word, Lord God, as we trust, lead, and depend on you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're about to do. And Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. So, Lord God, we thank you as we surrender to you, Lord God. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In the name of Jesus, I surrender all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So even as we go along in the call tonight, for those who may have a comment or even a prayer request, we just, as we go forth, you need to call. And if some of you listen to my computer, some by phone, you know, for those that are not cool, not listening by phone, for those who are on the phone lines, you can press 1, and you can come on, and we'll bring you on in, and you can ask your question, make your comment, or even your prayer request. We'll go ahead and take care of that as well. So once again, let's get into the word tonight. Thank you all for being on. And that number to call is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box, and we will go forth. All right. Thank you. Okay, as we get ready to go tonight, we actually turn with this to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14. And I'll have a verse. And we'll go to verse. Let's see. We will go. Let's go to verse 23. Okay. After sending them home, he went unto the hills by himself to pray. night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from the land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him, walking on the water, they were afraid. In their fear, they cried out, "Is it a ghost?" Jesus spoke to them at once. "Do not be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, O Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. Amen. Okay, amen. Well, I'll be just for those who may be wondering, I'm reading the NLT version tonight, amen, of the Bible. So thank you for following along. But tonight I want to talk to you from the subject of enduring the storm to overcome. Enduring the storm to overcome. We're fresh into a new year, and I know that even in this new start, some things may have gone some ways that some of us may not have expected some things so far, or there's just some things that you're facing right now. There may be some things you're facing, or maybe some things coming up that you will face. But the fact of the matter is, in one way or another, a storm will come. Either you're in the storm, trying to come out of the storm, or you're about to head into a storm, so you have to prepare yourself to go into it. But it's important to know that this year is the year for manifestation. This is the year for a new beginning. Even with new beginnings, we have to remember, when we talk about new beginnings sometimes, it's a challenge. Even with new beginnings sometimes, because even with new beginnings, okay, it's a new start, but yet there's a pioneering that has to take place. There's a new pathway that needs to be cut. There's a new way you have to do some things. There's some things will be trial and error. There's some things will be error and trial. There's going to be some challenges that's going to come your way, even though it's a new year, even though it's a new beginning. This is a year of a new beginnings. Yes, so even in the midst of new beginnings, there's going to be challenges that we want to face. But fear not. Fear not. Fear not. There's no need to fear, because it's a new year. Yes, you just must understand that whatever you go through in a new beginning, 9 times out of 10 is going to be necessary. It's going to be necessary to have to cut through the pathway, or make a pathway, you have to do the hard part, and even the process of building. Some of us may have to cut the lumber and to prepare the lumber to be used to as the material to build, or whatever it is you're going through. You have to do a labor. You have to do a work. You have to tread the ground. You have to cultivate. Before you can begin to plant, you have to prepare the ground. You have to cultivate the ground. Even for our hearts, some of us have come out of some things in yesteryear, and now this is a new year. We have to prepare our hearts to go forth, prepare our hearts and our minds to embrace, prepare our heart, even our soul, to be able to trust again, to be able to open back up, to begin to do some things that we didn't have some success in last year with, or it may have turned out a different way than we planned. So you had now have to, this is a new start in the beginning, now we have to be able to hit the reset button and begin to set again. Amen. So even in the midst of a new beginning, a new start, there is a labor, there's a work, there is a challenge that's going to come with that. There's going to be some storms. Amen. Storms don't always have to be ugly, or should I say, it doesn't have to be ugly, but at the same time, it's there. You know, so even with the storm, we're going to face it. How we face our storms is going to make the difference on how we come through it and how we come out of it. Because even in the midst of the challenge of the storm, it can be hard, but you have to be so determined that you're not going to let this thing get you. It has to be a place. It has to be a place in us that we have to not be afraid to hit the button, take the challenge. You cannot be afraid to face yourself. See, some of us we look at life and to be honest, our biggest enemy is not the devil. The devil, he has nothing on you. The true matter is, if you succeed or fail, your biggest competition, your biggest challenge, your biggest threat is you. You. Because us. Because sometimes we have trained ourselves to do certain things that really works against our DNA. There's some things that we do, we basically have set patterns, ourselves into patterns of defeat. I didn't want to go there that early, but I guess I might have to go on in. But sometimes we trained ourselves the way into a way of defeating ourselves before we even begin. Well, some challenges, and see, some things that we could have had, we disqualified ourselves from getting because of our thoughts. Some things that we see, it's not Susie or Sam or Jeffrey Liu who said that you could make it or who didn't want you to have it. Well, you just weren't afraid to challenge yourself. You weren't afraid to be over. You weren't afraid to be reinvented, to do something brand new. Sometimes change is a thing that scares us. Sometimes the embracing of a new beginning, you overcoming you in order for a new you to arise. Success is right there. Victory is right there. But if we don't face Goliath, we will never have the victory. If we don't stand up against him, we will never win. And some of our Goliaths have stopped us from getting to those blessed places that God wants to get to. Let's put the rubber on the road. And because we won't face Goliath, see, we can't. Before, then look at David. David had to face the lion and the tiger, the lion and the bear before he got to his Goliath. Some of us have tried to play hooky when it comes to the lion, or some try to play hooky when it comes to the bear. But we have to get through those places and have to go through those storms in order for us to get to our Goliath, in order for us to overcome the Goliath and now win and walk in our inheritance, walk through in our victory, to have success that God wants you to have. Come on here, somebody. See, so we have to be ready to embrace a new place in God this year and not be afraid of failing. Not being afraid of being knocked down. Not being afraid of being told that you can't do it. Not being afraid that since everyone else you thought that was on your side really wasn't. You heard a cheer from the side, but you realized, wait a minute, is it a cheer for success or is it a cheer that I felt? And some of us are literally shocked because when we thought it was a cheer of support, we realized it was a cheer of you falling down. Whew. So just because you hear the cheers from the sideline of you falling down, don't let it stop you from getting up. sometimes the most shocking the shocking truth of our true support can paralyze you. But don't. Because even though it may surprise you where it comes from, God was not moved. See, no matter who's not on your side, that never changes the heart of God towards you. That never changes his outcome for your life. That never changes your destination of where he wants you to get to. Did you notice that God told Moses, go free my people, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And now also, even as they went to Pharaoh, all the challenges that went through from Pharaoh, then he finally got the people, then he had to overcome getting out of there, and then he come to face the Red Sea. See, God told him to tell Pharaoh, let my people go, but then God, he didn't tell him that he was going to face the Red Sea, but God still said, give my people and take them to the promised land. See, sometimes the things that we get choked up on, God never even thought twice about. Because a lot of times, this is how it is. God believes it. His word will not return to him void, but it shall accomplish what it was set out to do. So in other words, God's outcome, it didn't have anything to do with what was ahead of you. His word was going to be performed even if it was Moses or not. And really it proved itself out. Because even though Moses had the commission to get the people out of Egypt and to take them to the promised land, Moses did not complete that part of the journey of crossing over. He got the people to that point. He had to train and raise up Joshua to take them in. But yet, God's word and his promise did not fail. Find a way to make sure his word is kept. So if we do it or not is really up to us, but at the same time, it's going to get done. So even for your life, so no matter what you're faced with, you got to know this storm has got to come to an end. This storm has to be overcome. This storm will not stop me from accomplishing what God sent me out to do. Because if God said it, that settles it, and it's going to be done. How God get it done, that's not my responsibility, but my obedience is the key to my success. The first thing he told Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. He made an announcement of the past. He acknowledged it. Moses, my servant, the one who I sent, he's gone now. Now you, rise up, take these people to the promise, into the promised land, where you will have this, that all the promises I told to Moses is transferred now to you. And he said, be of good courage. You know, he told to let the word of God be upon us, be in his heart. And we got to realize the word of God is going to be fuel for our soul in those times of the storm. And that's where I want to go right here. See, Joshua had a commission from God to go forth and take the people in, where Moses didn't complete. But the fact of the matter is he told him that one of the key, most important parts, let that word be in his mouth day and night. He had to rehearse the word, a lot of word, to be his fuel for his soul. Because even though, see, one thing you have to notice about the people, the children of Israel, when they were with Moses and the transition of being with Joshua. When it was Moses, it was the Exodus. They were coming out some things. Coming out, now with Joshua, they were going into some things. The children of Israel found themselves going from a place of exiting, now going into, and they had to battle. They actually had to face wars, and they had to fight battles. See, we have to understand, in the midst of our coming out of some places, in the midst of our completion of some things, now going into our new season, there's going to be some battles. There's going to be some fights. You didn't hear about the children of Israel having to do a lot of fighting and stuff with Moses. Not a whole bunch. You had some, but it wasn't more so also some key fights that came along when you got with Josh. Of course, when he just circled around Jericho and Face AI, they had some key battles, but they had to do some fighting. Even in the new beginning, there's some fighting that we have to do. Amen. So prepare yourself, prepare your heart to know that even in the midst of you going through, now you're entering into a new year. This is a new start. This is the first month of the first year of a new beginning. So there's going to be some fights that you have to fight that you didn't fight in 2017. There's going to be some challenges you're going to have in 2018 that you didn't even see coming in 2017. But let it not cause you to lose your faith. Now, glory to God. Let's get back to, amen, Matthew 14. Yes, come on, amen. Come on in, amen. We have as a guest tonight, amen. Speak. Hello? There's someone who chimed in. You can go ahead and speak. Hello?
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 Yes, hello?
Hi. I didn't know what chimed in.
Okay, amen, amen.
This is my first time on the call. I'm Apostle Davis. My first time on this call. Awesome sermon. I didn't even know I chimed in, so I don't know what I hit.
Okay.
I was just enjoying listening.
Okay, well, no problem. No problem.
This is awesome.
Ma'am?
I said this is an awesome sermon.
Okay.
Awesome. I'm just listening.
Okay. Okay, well, great. Well, thank you for being on, first of all, and no problem. You know, I mean, at least you know the phone works. Everything is good, so no problem. If you have another question or comment, you can feel free to hit the button again. No problem. Thank you very much for being on.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Amen. All right. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 14 and. Let's get into this, the main course of the night. As we look at verse 23, he said, after sending them home, there was a transition moment there. He went into the hills by himself to pray. And so we must understand that even in the transition for a new year, a new start, there needs to be a lot more prayer. We have to be honest with ourselves. This is the time. January is such a very pivotal time in the month, in the year, because the way we start is going to be part of the success of how we embrace or engage into a new year. We have to prepare ourselves to go in. You know, this preparation before going in. And this is why you see a lot of times people have their most successful fast, or this is a very high fasting month that you could, I'm not going to put it in the words of that. You hear a lot of people talk about fasting in the month of January because getting this fresh start, this new beginning, after they cross over, now shedding off some of the old to go forth now into the new is very important. So we see here with Jesus, he said after sending them home, he went into the hills by himself to pray. So even Jesus himself had to separate himself and consecrate himself to allow himself to, matter of fact, the transition, just like getting rest. There's a purpose for getting rest, and your body had to shut down for a while to repair itself, to rebuild itself, to refresh itself. So even in our spirit, man, we have to allow ourselves some time to be refreshed, to pray, to cleanse our minds. I mean, matter of fact, even not only just cleanse our mind, but to free our mind. Amen. So there's a time of refreshing. Okay. So he says, went into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. And you just notice that. And I want you to grab this part here, too, because night fell and it went while he was alone. No, we have to prepare ourselves to be quiet sometimes in God's presence and make I think, I really do believe that a lot of our success this year is going to come in our private time. We're going to win. Our answers are going to come in the private time. Our refreshing is going to come in that private time. Your greatest creation is going to come in that private time. You know, those great answers that you need, or revelation, that great downloading is going to come in that private time. Make that time for God. You know, and I know some of our schedules is crazy, but we have to get to the point. I've found and seen this proved out that we have some of the great success when we make that time for God. See, we have to check in the headquarters. So sometimes we can get so used to being out there, we can forget, okay, you need to check in. You need to take some time in, shut down, and let him download into you. Let him begin to deal with your heart, or let you see, or there's some things that need to be revealed. But some things we won't get on the road. Come on now, here's somebody. We won't get some things on the road. Some things we will have to get in our closet. Sometimes we're going to use, some things we're going to get when we're alone. Some things we're going to get when we make that time with God. We set the atmosphere to the, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. When we set the atmosphere to receive from God. See, us driving on the road sometimes is not the time that we always want to receive. Now, we can receive sometimes like that, but, you know, not saying we can't. But sometimes, you know, because I know we are, our sanctuary can be wherever we want to be. But fact of the matter is, some things, is there sometimes in our life that we just need to settle on down and get down and to get to a place where we can have some undisturbed time with God. And I think if we have, you know, we really aim more to have that time with God this year, we will find out our success rate in our lives go up higher. We will have more victory. Some decisions we've made, listen, some decisions we've made on the road as we're going have backfired on us in some sense, in some things, you know, some things that we didn't fully think out. We didn't fully walk through it. And so we made some decisions prematurely because we're on the run, or, you know, doing our daily activity, not being able to look at the whole picture, but just seeing a part of the pie and missing the rest of it. And then later on, once we start doing our decision, we realize, oh my God, I didn't calculate this. I didn't see this one coming. Well, maybe we spent 5 or 10 minutes more of some good alone time with God, all things would have been revealed that need to be revealed for us to have the greater success. So even that's why he told Joshua, but letting that word not depart from him day and night, get into that word. See, so all this is part of God's success for us. But again, if we don't embrace that moment, we don't embrace that time, there's going to be some key victories if we're going to miss out on. Or we would have some victories, but we could have had even greater victories if we had known some more inside information. And the best way for us to get that inside information is spending that quiet time with God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's move on a little further. Okay, so we go into a little further. He says, go to the Lord. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble, far away from the land, for a strong wind had arisen. So the disciples caught in the storm. And sometimes the storm comes when we didn't see it coming, but the fact of the matter, the storm is here and we're in it. So they found themselves in the midst of the storm, for a strong wind had arisen. There's some opposition that we're going to face. In the midst of the opposition, the enemy is going to, he's going to try to turn it up. He's going to try to pour it on you. But you got to keep on fighting. You got to keep on pressing. Okay, they were fighting heavy waves. Sometimes we may face some heavy waves of trials and tribulations. You know, those times when battles come or challenges come. And before, look, we may have those, sometimes we may have those Job-like waves. Just when one is coming, and before it all can end, here comes something else. So when you come out of that one, you already into another one. And sometimes you be like, well, Lord, can I get a break here? What's going on? Jesus, I mean, I come out of this one thing. This thing already started, and it's coming against me. Lord, what do I do? Well, let me just plug this in. This is a good time to worship, even with Job. In the midst of all the waves of the trial and tribulation was hitting in at one time, he Father. He ultimately entered himself into a place of worship. And we have to, this year, our worship has to be stronger than our challenges. In other words, we have to really put more effort in our time. See, sometimes we just think that, you know, it's like, you know, just God is just going to just do it any kind of way. But we have to understand warfare. With warfare, it's war. You're going to fight sometimes. I mean, you're going to fight. You have to fight. Yes, God said, you know, this battle is not yours. But at the same time, there are some battles that's yours. There are some battles that we have to fight. There are some challenges that we have to overcome. Once again, David sooner or later was going to meet up with Goliath. That's why he had to prepare himself by dealing with the lion and the bear. And so when he was able to face with Goliath, he was not moved by Goliath in his side. He was not moved. Saul, King Saul, was like, this is a man who, you know, you're a young boy, but this has been a man of war from his youth. That didn't move David. Because, see, David, see, listen, some of you on this line right now, you've been measuring yourself against your problem. Start measuring your problems against God, and you will always win. We have to begin to shift our perception. Perception is everything, because the way we look at a thing is going to determine how we deal with it. Because sometimes you look at this thing so huge and so vast, we can forget who about our God. Our God is bigger. Our God is better, stronger, wiser than anything we can ever face. Well, but when we take our eyes off him and put it on the problem, we find ourselves sinking and beginning to lose our faith because we begin, whatever we meditate on, here it is, whatever we meditate on will enlarge itself. That's why he said, you know, meditate on the word day and night. The more you begin to meditate on the word day and night, the more you find yourself, you know, reabsorbing the word and allowing that word to build you up, to strengthen you, to prepare you. That way when things come against you, I've seen this and I've proven it out in my own life that when I'm spending that time with God the way I need to and really enriching his presence and his time, I find myself strong and really going forth and challenges come my way, and it's almost like Superman on a great day. Bulls bouncing off you like ain't nothing to whatever, you know, just knocking it down. But those times where let me say it like this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, me spending that time in the Word is me being strengthened in him. But me away when I'm living away from the Word or not in the Word, that's like kryptonite to my soul. It is working against, it's wearing me down. It's causing me to be vulnerable to things that wouldn't even have a chance before. Because we need the word. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we need God's word. As a Christian, as a believer, our meat is the word. See, we can't have victory without his word. We can't have success without him. So we need him for us to have success. And let me say this, not only success, but God kind of success. Because, see, what people call success may not be success. It may be success in their eyes or the world's view. But even the world's view of success is not God's eyes, is not God's view of success. So whose measure stick are we living by? Who's really saying, or who's this? What side is really talking? What side are we really fighting for when we talk about having true success? Which side? Is it God's kind of success or the world's kind of success? Because the world's kind of success is going to look a lot different. It's going to be about appearance, by the way it looks. And see, you be honest. Someone can have a brand new bitch driving around in a Bentley. You think, oh my God, they made it. That car is rented. They probably rent that car or something. You don't even know it. But when you see them driving the Bentley, you think they've arrived. You think they're living it up. You think everything sees your perception. And you don't even know they have. They just rent that car. They're not doing as good as you think they are. Or their boss may have to drive to the store. And you happen to see them driving the car. And then he's having a moment to where they still did feel on top of the world because they never thought they'd ever drive a Bentley. And here it is, man. Look, Travis trusting to drive a Bentley. And then look, they arrived. You think, oh, man, I saw Joey. He's driving a Bentley. Oh, man, he's arrived. Now, God, what's wrong with my life? Well, see, now we're tripping. Now we're comparing our lives to someone else's. And we don't even know the score. That person, by the appearance, see, that's the way the world looks at it. But God looks at the heart, true success. He sees the heart of that person. He knows, don't pattern yourself after them. That person's heart may be so cold and crooked, but you're looking at what they have, but you don't know what the price they paid to get what they have or what they're doing to get that. You know, so it don't go by the appearance of it. The appearance could be deceiving. But truly, the heart tells the whole matter. You know, so we got to be careful when we allow ourselves to be comparing ourselves to or we allow it to be in competition with. So, amen, the enemy wants us to get, that's why the enemy likes to mess with images and appearances of things. That's why he likes to deal with, you know, even imagination and thoughts. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 talks about, 10:3-6 talks about casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the word. See, this is why the enemy likes to mess with images in our mind to make us think, oh, we're not so successful. Someone's so successful, they're doing so good, they got it made. Look at you. Woe is you. You don't have this. You don't have that. You never have that. God don't love. The enemy will mess with you if you don't know God loves you. You will fall for his lies every single time. And the thing is, speaking of cars, I like to throw this out sometime, but, you know, it takes only 13 hours to make a Toyota car. 13 hours. You'd be like, that's a lot. That's a good bit of time to take to. No, it is not. Okay. But to make a Rolls Royce and Bentley's, it takes 6 months. 6 months to make one. So just imagine. See, the thing is about it, quality. See, some of us want to have success overnight. We want, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to be successful, but we got to be mindful of how we get it and what we do to get it. See, just because, you know, just because it may be taking you longer, fire's not small beginning. Don't let it discourage you, because I've had my share of challenges like that, and the devil, you can say he was messing with your mind. He's a master manipulator. He was going to try to find some way to mess with your mind about this thing or that thing, get you thinking, he's trying to get you to doubt God. Listen, don't doubt God's process for your life. Just because he didn't have you do the same way someone else did, don't doubt his process. Because, see, God knows, okay, you got Harry, you got Harry here, you got Steve over here. You got two different people on the same pathway, or it looks like the same pathway, but they're going to usher, let me say this, two people going to the same destination. Let me say that. Two people going to the same destination. One person may have a straight, long, drawn-out, curvy pathway. One person may have a vertical up and down pathway to go through, but they're still in the same, they're still going the same journey to the same destination. But how they get there, what they have to go through, is different. So you may have to go through some ups and downs. I may have to go from side to side. I may have to go around some mountains. I may have to go through some wooded areas, and I'll have to come out of there into the valley, and then I'm going to go up a mountainside or whatever. See, I may have to go a different terrain. You may have to go through some water. You may have to go through some low valley areas, some rocky terrain, some soft areas to where your footing is a little unsure, and it may not be as strong as mine at times. So you may lose time. I may pick up time, and I may come through some heavy storm we call it a rainforest area, to where the weather or rain might be holding me up longer. It may cause me to get more confused my path. I may hit some trees or have a little harder time getting through that area. So I may lose some time. You might pick up some time. So And then so we're going to the same destination, but our path with getting there are some different things. But the fact of the matter is, let's keep going. Keep going. See, you have to understand and know on this journey there's going to be some fights, there's going to be some storms come, but we have to learn this key word, endurance. See, your endurance, as long as we both can endure, we both going to win. But if you don't endure, you can't win. See, God can't reward a quitter. He can't reward a quitter. If you always giving up, how can you complete anything? But for those who endure, there's a reward for endurance. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. I think it's James 1:12-13. So when we endure the temptation to quit, the temptation to give up, the temptation to just turn around and just say, oh, whatever. And when we can endure that, to overcome it, we can have success. Glory to God. If anyone need to call, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, person 1, if you have a comment, question, amen, or concern. So glory to God. So we got to understand we have to fight through this. And so the disciples found themselves fighting through this place because they had to go through the storm and they had to go through the wilderness. They were fighting against the storm. And Jesus was in prayer. So while he was in prayer, they were in the storm. They were fighting. They were fighting through. So here goes fighting through heavy waves. And about 3 o'clock, now for those who know, about the prayer watches. I love the prayer watches. We talk about that sometimes. But he's in the third watch of the night. Amen. The first watch is 6 to 9 p.m., 9 to 12 p.m. is the second watch. Third watch, the witching hours, from 12 to 3. And sometimes, listen, y'all, that's where you notice. Okay, let me back that up a second here. He says, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble, far away from land, for a strong wind had risen. See, that lets me know that storm, that strong wind wasn't always going on. It had risen. And the third watch is the witching hours. And a lot of times that's where warfare is at its highest. See, because the witches are really, the war and the spirits, the demonic forces are really kicking up during that time. So it's not strange that they were going through this heavy warfare at that time. It's not strange they were fighting the heavy winds and it was heavy resistance going. Some of you, when you're in your time of prayer, there's probably a reason why God had you wake up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Amen. You come through those witching hours. And, of course, 4 o'clock is the fourth watch. But at the same time, those challenges and those rains and storms may have started up in the early, the witching hours times, and you have to fight through and overcome. You see, when we talk about real intercession, you're fighting to win. It may have nothing at all to do with you. When we talk about true intercessory and true intercessors, you might be fighting battles that you never see the result of, in the sense of you may not have known nothing about it prior to or while it's going on, but you may be called to fight at 2 o'clock in the morning for someone on the other side of the planet who's going through something right now in that time. And the fact of the matter is, if that's why we have to be more sensitive to the Spirit of God when it comes to intercession and stop fighting against God and want to stay asleep. We need to get up. There's a reason why God is calling on you to pray. There's a reason, because he thinks we all have unique talents and gifts by God. God has anointed you to be who you are. And God has need, the master has need of the anointing on your life at that time. We need to stop, because see, the thing is, that very thing that someone needs is by being you. And you thinking about yourself because you don't want to get up, and you don't know what you need can actually save a life. There's a reason why God is pulling on your heart to get tugging on you to sleep. I can't sleep. So what we do, we get up and play on Facebook. Instead of getting up and answering the call to prayer. Whew. Whose life is at stake? Whose life is in our hand and we're not answering the call? Who's about to face death and we not bringing forth the deliverance by prayer? Who is not going to warfare when there's a war just broke out? See, you could be the very key to the answer to the problem. God's calling on you. Lord, use me, Lord. See, listen. We are servants, we worship servants. Oh, Lord, whatever you want me to do, Lord, use me. Two guys know why God's calling you, and you cut the ring off. You ain't answering. Why? Because you're tired. We don't know why calling on us to pray. We don't know why God has called us to intercede. You don't know why God has positioned you but to hear something that someone's going through. It's a reason why God allowing you to hear it. Because he's called because you are a true intercessor in heart and that soul. And he's called on you to pray. The kingdom has need of you. Jesus said, "Lo, the kingdom is not over there and over here, but the kingdom of God is inside of you. The kingdom is inside of you. There's a reason, there's a pulling, there's a need for the kingdom that brings forth the answer, and it has to come through you. And if you don't answer the call, someone is about to fall. And blood is going to be on your hand." Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to answer the call. We got to answer the call. We have to come up now. You know, we want from Jesus what is good, and we want all the rewards with the benefits, but we don't want to put in the work. Oh God, hallelujah! So let's go back again. So he's the disciples are going through. Disciples saw. Okay, they go back. So 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. Jesus is walking on the water in the midst of the storm. Isn't that awesome? That even when it's in the midst of the storm, that does not stop Jesus from, that did not stop, even in the midst of the storm, that did not stop Jesus from getting through it. That did not stop him from coming into it. That did not stop him from bringing the victory. See, when Jesus is walking with you, through you, there's nothing that can stop you. So he goes on to say, when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. See, sometimes, let me say this, in the midst of your storms, this is the time for you to see the potential of the God inside of you arise. See, they didn't know Jesus had the ability to do that. They didn't sit there having lunch with the man, they walk with him, and he didn't preach all day long, but they never saw him walk on water. Jesus never demonstrated that. He never told them he could do that. So here it is in the midst of the storm, at the height of their warfare, 3 o'clock in the morning, said, wait a minute, hold up. Is that Jesus? You know, sometimes God has a way of showing up in our problems and in the midst of it. You be like, what? Could this be what? Did God just do that? See, if we don't go through stuff, see, this is why, just don't hit on the storms too much now. Because if we don't go through any storms, we can't see God perform. I know. Use it with God. He can pick a better way. No. This is why we walk by faith and not by sight. When we can walk by faith and not by sight, we will see Jesus. We will see the Lord perform his word through us. This is why we can't walk. See, God's talking about walking in doubt or fear. We have to stand strong. We have to be fervent. We have to have that much passion walking with God. That no matter what comes our way, we will not be moved. We will not be stopped. We have to continue to fight in the midst of the challenge. Even when we're tempted to give up, and when we're tempted to quit, it's going to take everything within us to keep on pressing through. To keep on pressing through, pressing on, because there's victory that's waiting for us. There's victory. So saw Jesus walking on the water, they thought he was a ghost. My God, they thought he was a ghost. They said, there's no way. That can't be Jesus. We must be seeing things. Okay, so he goes on. He says, saw him walking on the water. They were terrified, afraid. And the fear, in their fear, they cried out, it's a ghost. But Jesus spoke to them at once. Do not be afraid. Don't you know our situation responds or reacts to our faith or fear? Okay, let me say it like this. If you walk through life in fear, you're going to get eaten up. The enemy, the same way dogs smell fear, the enemy draws by fear. The enemy is strengthened by fear. I remember one time it was a situation with a person that called. I think a person that called for us to go there to who needed prayers. A woman and a pastor and I went there, and how this thing happened. She was saying that she had some demonic activity in the house. Well, let me say this. The demonic thing was happening in the house. And something was happening, some noise was happening upstairs or whatever. But she started noticing as the day was going by, the thing was getting stronger. And what was happening was, the more she began to fear, the stronger it became. So the enemy, the same way God draws from your faith, the enemy draws from your fear. And he gets stronger, and the warfare becomes more intense because he knows the more fear you have, the less faith will be operating. It's hard to operate faith and fear. You have to make a choice because some are going to cancel each other out. See, it's going to cancel out because you're going to have to make a decision to be in faith or to walk and try to walk in fear. So you have to stay in that place to where your faith is going to speak louder than your words. So he told him not to be afraid. So what ended up happening, we had to help her to come out of that fear in order for her to overcome. And that's what she had to do, and that's what she did. You know, we had to stick working with her, and so by doing that, she had to fight through and believe the word of God. Sometimes we build up these walls of fear that has to come down. In order for us to see the performance of God, we got to get past the fear and get into faith. That's a whole other sermon for a different time. He said, okay, do not be afraid, he said. Take courage. I am here. He said, take courage. I'm here. Believe. I'm here. We have to know. As long as we're in him, we have victory. We have faith. We have strength. But when we allow ourselves to be separate, that's why let nothing separate you from his love. Okay, going down a little further. Then Peter called to him, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you, walking on the water. Lord, that be you, let me do what you're doing to get to you. He said, come. Keep stepping out of your boat to get through the storm. Sometimes it's going to take you coming out of religious acts to come out of the storm. It's going to take you, instead of just get on your knees and pray, just our Father prayer, you may have to get up a shot or a boat shot. You probably got to get up and walk through the house, praying in tongues, speaking into the atmosphere, commanding, demanding, and declaring for your victory. You may have to get crazy for your success in God. You got to come out of yourself. There's so many times, I mean, my God, had to go to some intense warfare and just forget what I know. Just go ahead in. And just, God, whatever you do, just do it. I mean, just let God have his way. Forget being all nice and dignified and you just wanted to say a quick prayer and be there. No. See, yes, some things may require you saying a nice gun, you know. Hey, praise God. But then most of the time, when you talk real warfare, you got to get ugly. You got to get in there. You got to fight. You got to really be violent. Because, see, Matthew 11 and 12, to the kingdom of violence, the violence got taken by force. But you got to get in there and get it. Warfare, see, this picture of warfare people painting is all nice and pretty and, you know, quiet. No. It's intense. It's warfare. It's real. And we got to prepare ourselves for that. See, what you do before the game or after the game prepares you for the game. See, if we don't take time as practice or begin to practice and go into battle mode before the storm comes, or, you know, spend some time in some intense prayer, or sometimes you may need it. Sometimes you may need to get intense for a while, pray for 2 or 3 hours. You may have to do that sometime. So when it comes to the real challenges that may come in our life, we will be giving up. The Bible says, man, we ought to pray and not faint. Why do we have people fainting? Because they ain't praying. And we wonder why we can't last. We wonder why we can't stand. We wonder why we can't win. Prepare ourselves, determines our victory. Glory to God. Hold on, we're almost there. Hold on, we're almost there. Hallelujah. So he goes on. The Peter called him, is really you telling me to come in the water, walk in the water? Yes, come. Jesus said, so Peter went over the side of the boat. Peter got that boat real quick. That's what we got to do. Get out the boat. Amen. And walked on the water toward Jesus. Sometimes we get up, find ourselves doing something we thought was so hard, but oh, wait, I'm doing this thing. It's not as bad as I thought. You already had it in you. But when he saw, that's why that eyes. Listen, that movie, Eli, the Book of Eli. I love that movie. Because you know, the way he moved, the way he operated, the way he functioned, you would never know you didn't know that he was blind. It wasn't that obvious. See, the fact of the matter, that's how we need to be when it comes to our walk with the Lord. We have to have that blind faith to where it doesn't, even if we've trained ourselves. How can we, who being we are a spirit, we possess a soul, and we live in a body, we are a tripartite being. How can we be so tripartite or spirit being, that's what we are, a spirit, but yet so soulish? We rely so much on what we see, what we feel, what we smell, what we touch. You know, we rely on those senses so much more than following the spirit. And we are a spirit, so we have to. So this is why fasting, praying, studying the Word of God helps us to stay in our origin. It helps us to stay connected to our origin. To our origin, we begin to find ourselves moving like a spirit, hearing, operating, functioning as a spirit. And it says we find ourselves quickened. You will notice things that you will always miss by functioning by your soul. Your soul can't catch everything, but your spirit can. Much more, matter of fact, your spirit will know some things before your soul can catch it and register it. I remember one time there was a situation, a husband was gone for some hours, and the wife was, she was concerned, and so what happened, she found herself, she was very, you know, she didn't know what was going on. So she prayed, and the Lord gave her a witness in her spirit. He's okay. Something happened. You know, I think it was on the barrier one day in the car, the phone or whatever reason, but he gave assurance to her, don't fear, don't panic, he's all right. An hour or two later, a little while later, the husband got in touch with her, hey, man, I'm okay. My barrier was, he said, the Holy Spirit told me. See, the Holy Spirit give you eyes. That other eyes cannot see. Your natural eyes can't see or register or know. There's some things that the Holy Spirit will bring to you to let you know. No, this is the real thing. Before you get inside information as you walk with God. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. He gives you inside information, information that goes beyond any kind of other way you can find out. So you don't have to be there to know what's going on, especially when you can tune in by prayer. It's true intercession. Oh, glory to God. So intercessions arise tonight. This is your call tonight. You know, this is where the true intercessors have their strength. We find our strength when we begin to pray, intercede, use what God has given you to have your success. That's the key to your success. That's why you think the enemy tries to fight your prayer life. Why do you think he tries to, the times you have set to pray, why do you think the enemy comes against you so hard to block you out of prayer? Because he knows when you are operating your function and your call to do what you're supposed to do, he can't stop you. Glory to God. We almost finished. Hold on. So he says, he saw the strong wind. He saw the strong winds and waves. He was terrified. He began to fear and began to sink. So he became terrified and began to sink. See, we have to stop being moved by what we see and only be moved by what we believe. So in the midst of a storm, when you can't see your way out, you can't see what you want to see. Instead of trying to see your way out, believe your way out. Oh, I like that, Holy Spirit. When you can't see your way out, believe your way out. I believe I'll say that again. When you can't see your way out, believe your way out, and you will find yourself operating from faith to faith and glory to glory. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. That was awesome. So he goes on to say it immediately. So he said, "Save me, Lord." Yes, he shouted. So he's reached out, and that's another thing too. He wasn't, listen, even though he was challenged, he was not quick to reach for help. Sometimes we go through things, we sit there and keep our mouth closed. A shut mouth can't be said. See, if we don't open up and speak, if we don't ask God for help, he just sit right there, okay, well, I mean, I want to help you, but you need to invite me in. I can't just barge in. Well, I'm not going to just barge in, especially the times that he could do something, but we need to open our mouth and ask. Make our request known. Amen. He goes on to say, he shouted, Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. You have so little faith, Jesus said. Why did you doubt me? Now look at this. He walked in the water along with Jesus. And Jesus said, you have so little faith. Why did you doubt me? Because faith, the move mountains to the size of faith, the size of a mustard seed. It don't take a whole bunch, but you got to believe. So he found himself, he said, when he climbed back into the boat, and he said, why did you doubt me? Why did you doubt me that I didn't have you? Some of you right now, why did you doubt me that I wouldn't sustain you? Why did you doubt me that I wouldn't keep you? Why did you doubt me that I wouldn't bring you out? Why did you doubt me that I wouldn't cause you to advance forward or whatever it case may be? Why did you doubt me? See, our actions speak louder than our words. We can say we believe God, but our actions say a different story. So why did you doubt him? When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. See, when he climbed into the boat, the storm stopped. See, the thing is, if he never had stretched out to even challenge himself to walk with Jesus, some things would never happen. But because he did, he experienced a part of God, a part of Jesus that he never experienced of him that he never experienced before. And the thing is, the unknown is released to us when we step out the boat. And when we come back into the boat can't hold you. Because what you experience with the Lord out there can never be erased. We must walk this faith, just walk this walk by faith and not by sight. Don't be moved by the storm. When you can't see your way out, believe your way out, oh God. So the disciples worship him. You really are the Son of God, they exclaimed. See, some of you right now, you're going through your challenges. It is hard for you to see your way out. Tonight is the call to shift. Shift. and believe your way out. You got to do that. It's going through your storm and being able to endure is truly relying on faith and moving by faith, trusting in faith. Amen. It's really just embracing faith and moving by faith and not by sight. I encourage you tonight, look at your storm as a necessary challenge for the greater to happen. If they didn't have that, listen, notice, if they didn't have that storm, they would have never seen Jesus walk like that. Because they would have already gone and got to their destination a long time ago. But they were fighting for a while. See, even in midst of you fighting for a while, you keep fighting. Jesus is coming. He's on his way. An answer, the answer is coming. Whatever it is that you need is on the way. So I encourage you tonight, hold on, endure. They had to endure the storm till Jesus come. Until when Jesus came, they really saw the miraculous. Because why? Because Peter was able to get out of the boat and walk the water with Jesus. Not only did Jesus walk, but then you will also walk too. So this is why you have to endure. Because the answer, he was the answer. The answer's coming. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for just for the heart. Oh, God, my God, thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Help us to be sustained tonight. Help us to shift us from one place to another in you. Help us to embrace, Lord God, the season that we're in, and help us to pray and not faint. Help us to endure and not quit. Help us to walk and not go by sight. Help us to trust you and rely on you and not give up. Thank you, Lord, as we go forth tonight, for building this up for such a time as this, that we will have great success in you. So, Lord, thank you right now for touching even each and every one who is called tonight. Let your word rise up in them. Let your word encourage them, that they will have victory and the total success in Jesus' name. So, amen, amen. So if there's anyone right now who needs to be saved, or you need to rededicate your life back to the Lord, please come on. If there's anyone who have a prayer request, need us to pray with you while you go through, chime in and let's pray with you as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. While we wait for anyone that anytime you can, who need to, you can come on now, right now, for prayer requests. If not, amen, I'm going to pray with those who may need to who need to actually rededicate your life to the Lord. I do want those who need to rededicate your life, follow after me. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for going astray. Thank you for bringing me back to the place of redemption. I renounce those habits, those negative habits, those things that I allow myself to get into. I renounce and allow my heart to go astray. Lord, bring me back into the right place and right standing with you. I open up my heart now, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Guide me and show me all truth. Teach me, Lord. I can't do it without you. Thank you for bringing me back into alignment tonight, that I shall walk in proper standing with you. Thank you for your dedication and realignment and reassurance. In Jesus' name, amen. For those who need to be saved, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me, Lord God. I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I want to be saved. Lord, I believe Jesus died. You said, Jesus, that he died and rose for me. I believe that he is the Son of God. And I believe and I receive him as the Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you for allowing his blood to redeem me and bring me, thank you for bringing me out of sin into righteousness. I want to be saved. So thank you for bringing me now into a new place in you. I allow the old to pass. I embrace the new. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Father, thank you for the changes. Thank you for the realignment. Thank you for the reconnection. Thank you for, Lord, just answering the call with us tonight, being with us on this call. Touch every heart that's listening. Let them know, Lord God, and let them see, perform your word in their lives, that they will have the victory. So, Lord God, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So, all right, so one last time, if there's anyone who needs a prayer, the line is open. Amen. If you need a prayer request to be answered or for us to pray with you, amen, please chime in. Press 1-347-945-5416 and press 1 and come on in. Amen. I'll give you another minute before we write and release the line. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. We just thank God for each and every one that's on tonight. We pray that tonight was a blessing to you. Amen. And pray that you receive something from the Lord. Amen. So take this word tonight and once again. You know, overcoming that storm. That's what we got to do. You have to endure and outlast the storm that's in your life. Satan cannot sustain a storm attack. The storms you're facing cannot last always. So there's going to be a breaking point. You just have to endure. You can win. And some I know you may be tired of going through, but just hold on. Don't give up. Just fall on to it. It's going to be all right. Be encouraged tonight. All right, Father, we thank you for your word tonight for each and every one that's on. And we thank you for the victory that we have, even in faith. And we thank you, Lord God, for showing you so strong that even as we continue to go forward and go on, thank you for great success, Lord. And we thank you for bringing us through in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we thank you. We celebrate you, Lord God. And we are excited about what you're doing and even about the new season, new life, new year, a new beginning. And we thank you for it. We praise you in advance for the changes that's going to happen. It's going to work out for our good. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Keep each and every caller as they go into their week. Let them have great success, oh God. As you bring this word back to their remembrance, let them remember the word, oh God. As you prepare them for life, Lord God, thank you for the preparation time. It's never lost time. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. You have a wonderful night. Thank you again.